numbers 8 through 9. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you mount the lamps, the 7 lamps will provide light in the front of the lampstand." Therefore, Aaron did so. He mounted its lamps at the front of the lampstand, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now, this was the workmanship of the lampstand: hammered work of gold, from its base to its flower ornamentation, it was hammered work, according to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses. So he made the lampstand. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the Levites from among the sons of Israel and cleanse them. This is what you shall do to them for their cleansing: sprinkle purifying water on them, and have them use a razor over their whole body, and they shall wash their clothes and cleanse themselves. Then have them take a bowl with its grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, and you shall take a second bowl as a sin offering. So you shall present the Levites in front of the tent of meeting. You shall also assemble the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, and present the Levites before the Lord. And the sons of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. Aaron shall then present the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the sons of Israel, so that they may qualify to perform the service of the Lord. Now the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the bulls. Then you are to offer the one as a sin offering, and the other as a burnt offering to the Lord, to make atonement for the Levites. And you shall have the Levites stand before Aaron and his sons, so as to present them as a wave offering to the Lord. So you shall single out the Levites from among the sons of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. Then, after that, the Levites may go in to serve the tent of meeting, but you shall cleanse them and present them as a wave offering, for they are exclusively given to me from among the sons of Israel. I have taken them for myself instead of the firstborn of every womb, the firstborn of all the sons of Israel. For every firstborn among the sons of Israel is mine, among the people and among the animals. On the day that I fatally struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. But I have taken the Levites instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the sons of Israel, to perform the service of the sons of Israel at the tent of meeting, and to make atonement on behalf of the sons of Israel, so that there will be no affliction among the sons of Israel due to their approaching the sanctuary." So this is what Moses, Aaron, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel did to the Levites, according to everything that the Lord had commanded Moses regarding the Levites, so the sons of Israel did to them. The Levites, too, purified themselves from sin and washed their clothes, and Aaron presented them as a wave offering before the Lord. Aaron also made atonement for them to cleanse them. Then, after that, the Levites went in to perform their service in the tent of meeting before Aaron and his sons. Just as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This is what applies to the Levites from 25 years old and upward. They shall enter to perform service in the work of the tent of meeting, but at the age of 50 years they shall retire from service in work, and not work any more. They may, however, assist their brothers in the tent of meeting, to fulfill an obligation, but they themselves shall do no work. In this way you shall deal with the Levites in their obligations." Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the 2nd year, after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Now the sons of Israel are to celebrate the Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you shall celebrate it at its appointed time. You shall celebrate it in accordance with all its statutes and all its ordinances. So Moses told the sons of Israel to celebrate the Passover, and they celebrated the Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight in the wilderness of Sinai, in accordance with everything that the Lord had commanded Moses. So the sons of Israel did. But there were some men who were unclean because of contact with a dead person, so that they could not celebrate Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and Aaron on that day. Those men said to him, "Though we are unclean because of a dead person, why are we kept from presenting the offering of the Lord at its appointed time among the sons of Israel?" Moses then said to them, "Wait, and I will listen to what the Lord will command concerning you." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, 'If any one of you, or of your generations, becomes unclean because of a dead person, or is on a distant journey, he may, however, celebrate the Passover to the Lord. In the second month, on the 14th day, at twilight, they shall celebrate it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall not leave any of it until morning, nor break a bone of it. They shall celebrate it in accordance with the whole statute of the Passover. But the person who is clean and is not on a journey, yet refrains from celebrating the Passover, that person shall then be cut off from his people, because he did not present the offering of the Lord at its appointed time. That person will bear the responsibility for his sin. And if a stranger resides among you and celebrates the Passover to the Lord, according to the statute of the Passover and its ordinance, so he shall celebrate it. You shall have the same statute for both the stranger and for the native of the land." Now, on the day that the tabernacle was erected, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, and in the evening it was like the appearance of fire over the tabernacle until morning. That is how it was continuously. The cloud would cover it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was lifted from over the tent, afterward the sons of Israel would set out, and in the place where the cloud settled down, there the sons of Israel would camp. At the command of the Lord, the sons of Israel would set out, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud settled over the tabernacle, they remained camped. Even when the cloud lingered over the tabernacle for many days, the sons of Israel would comply with the Lord's ordinance and not set out. If sometimes the cloud remained a few days over the tabernacle, in accordance with the command of the Lord, they remained camped. Then, in accordance with the command of the Lord, they set out. If sometimes the cloud remained from evening until morning, when the cloud was lifted in the morning, they would set out. Or if it remained in the daytime and night, whenever the cloud was lifted, they would set out. Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud lingered over the tabernacle, staying above it, the sons of Israel remained camped and did not set out. But when it was lifted, they did set out. At the command of the Lord, they camped, and at the command of the Lord, they set out. They did what the Lord required, in accordance with the command of the Lord through Moses. Luke 21. Now he looked up and saw the wealthy putting their gifts into the temple treasury. And he saw a poor widow putting in 2 lepta coins. And he said, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them, for they contributed to the offering from their surplus, but she, from her poverty, put in all that she had to live on." And while some were talking about the temple, that it was decorated with beautiful stones and vowed gifts, he said, "As for these things which you are observing, the days will come when there will not be left one stone upon another, which will not be torn down." They asked him questions, saying, "Teacher, When, therefore, will these things happen? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place? And he said, See to it that you are not misled, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and revolts, do not be alarmed, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Then he continued by saying to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be massive earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrible sights with great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, turning you over to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors on account of my name. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So make up your minds not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves. For I will provide you eloquence and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to oppose or refute. But you will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, other relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all people because of my name. Yet not a hair on your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that her desolation is near. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those who are inside the city must leave, and those who are in the country must not enter the city. Because these are days of punishment, so that all things which have been written will be fulfilled. Woe to those women who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress upon the land, and wrath to this people, and they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the seas and the waves, people fainting from fear and the expectation of things that are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your hands, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. So you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on your guard, so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that this day will not come on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of all the earth. But stay alert at all times, praying that you will have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, during the day, he was teaching in the temple, but at evening he would go out and spend the night on the mountain that is called Olivet. And all the people would get up very early in the morning to come to him in the temple and listen to him. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 through 19. Pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For the one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for edification, exhortation, and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. Now, I wish that you all spoke in tongues, but rather that you would prophesy. And greater is the one who prophesies than the one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the church may receive edification. But now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I speak to you either by way of revelation or of knowledge or of prophecy or of teaching? Yet, even lifeless instruments, whether flute or harp, in producing a sound, if they do not produce a distinction in the tones, how will it be known what is played on the flute or on the harp? For if a trumpet produces an indistinct sound, who will prepare himself for battle? So you too, unless you produce intelligible speech by the tongue, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will just be talking to the air. There are, perhaps, a great many kinds of languages in the world, and none is incapable of meaning. So if I do not know the meaning of the language, I will be unintelligible to the one who speaks, and the one who speaks will be unintelligible to me. So you too, since you are eager to possess spiritual gifts, strive to excel for the edification of the church. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue is to pray that he might interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive. What is the outcome then? I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. I will sing with the spirit, but I will sing with the mind also. For otherwise, if you bless God in the spirit only, how will the one who occupies the place of the outsider know to say the Amen at your giving thanks, since he does not understand what you are saying? For you are giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not edified. I thank God I speak tongues more than you all. Nevertheless, in church I prefer to speak 5 words with my mind, so that I may instruct others also, rather than 10,000 words in a tongue. Proverbs 23:13-25. Do not withhold discipline from a child. Though you strike him with a rod, he will not die. You shall strike him with the rod, and rescue his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will also be glad, and my innermost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but live in the fear of the Lord always. Certainly, there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. Do not be with heavy drinkers of wine, or gluttonous eaters of meat, for the heavy drinkers and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe one with rags. Listen to your father, who fathered you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth, and do not sell it. Get wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave birth to you. Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God, the Lord has spoken, and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shone. May our God come and not keep silent. Fire devours before him, and a storm is violently raging around him. He summons the heavens above, and the earth to judge his people. Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices, and your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor male goats from your folds, for every animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and everything it contains. Shall I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of male goats? Offer God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me on the day of trouble. I will rescue you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right do you have to tell of my statutes, and to take my covenant in your mouth? For you yourself hate discipline, and you throw my words behind you. When you see a thief, you become friends with him, and you associate with adulterers. You let your mouth loose in evil, and your tongue harnesses deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was just like you. I will rebuke you and present the case before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you in pieces, and there will be no one to save you. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who sets his way properly, I will show the salvation of God.